Ladies and gentlemen, cats and kitties from around the world. These guys are young, they're talented, they've got nice suits, and for God's sakes, they deserve your attention. Come on down here, folks. I'm very excited about this band. Named for, well, I'm going to let them tell you the story about King Wilkie, okay? You probably know already, don't you? Folks, will you please, will you make them welcome? Will you clap, scream, perhaps yell? Yes? King Wilkie.
With a lonesome chill, I woke without you nearby. That redbird should, his wings spread wide. If I had the wings, I would fly so high, so high. Thank you. When the clock struck two, and in her eyes, there a lover with tears in his eyes. Was that boy from Richmond, and not by his side? When the clock struck three, there was one who could read. Not the friend or the girl that he loved to be. Just a boy from Richmond with a knife in his chest. That boy from Richmond's on his way home.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, everybody. And the view up here is pretty nice. Has anybody ever never been to Telluride before? Is this anybody's first year? Us too. We'd heard about it. We've seen pictures. They don't do any justice. We'll play a song here that we wrote not too long ago. There's one called Angeline.
In the lonely hours of the evening, beneath the midnight sky, as I wonder, I am dreaming. You come back for a time. I don't care if the mountains start shaking and crumble like dust in the
there, bye. We got some Charlottesvillians out there. Man, it's a long way from home. We'll play a song from around our home region out there in the mountains in Virginia. They don't make mountains like this in Virginia, though. Someone told me that they used to look like this a long time ago. I don't know if I believe them. Oh, that was Ted telling me that. I don't know if I believe him. They're pretty worn down now. I like them. This is a song by the Carter family.
Thank you.
Myself now. It's not too early in the day for yodeling, is it? No? All right. Songs. King Wilkie's always had a soft place in his heart for the morbid songs. It's almost too nice of a day to sing one, but we'll do it anyways. I saw her standing on the floor. Just a twirl, her hair was hanging.
people laugh from the town. Lake and the railroad spill, sawed off a wooden tail on my way. Through the badlands of wild oak, like it is in my bed. I'm sorry for the things that we've done. At least for a little while soon, me and you and something. Now that you brought a good and the judge, he sentenced me to death. Midnight in prison store, leather straps across my chest. Sheriff, when the man goes, that's real. And snaps my forehead back. You make sure my pretty baby sitting right there on my lap. They declared me unfit to live, sent to that grave for my soul dear. They won't know why I did what I did, sir. I guess it's just the names in this world.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So I guess we're playing in town tonight at 11 o'clock. Anybody heard about that? Have you heard about that? Peter Owen is letting us open up for him down there. I forget the name of the theater. What is it?
Hey there,
Sheridan Opera House, yes. Opry House for tonight. We'll turn into an Opry House. So come down and hang out.
He's gone where I never
Thanks a lot. We'll do you a song by the Flying Burrito Brothers. It's always been one of our favorites.
Tomorrow I'm married.
Billy Means Blues. Thanks a lot. Sorry, we got a committee going. Sometimes you gotta have a committee, you know. We'll let these guys do a little fiddling banjo. Everybody, I worked real hard on that one. We were hanging out here last night, and I was realizing what a great festival this is when you can hang out and see Amy Lou Harris, Gillian Welch, and Wilco all in the same 2 hours. It's pretty cool, not many festivals like that. And then I grabbed a van. From back here, they're gonna take me back to my hotel, and I popped in there. Somebody tapped me on the shoulder. It was kind of a dark van, and somebody tapped me on the shoulder, and it's Sam Bush. He says, "You're one of those Wilkie boys, aren't you?" Yeah, I guess. It all depends. And he proceeded to tell me one of the coolest King Wilkie stories that I'd heard yet. I heard a couple of cool stories about Bill Monroe riding his horse King Wilkie up on stage back in the, I guess that was back in the 40s, but he told me my new favorite King Wilkie story. I would tell it to you, but it's really long. It's really long. All right. he said James Monroe, Bill Monroe's son, and Bill were driving along and pulling King Wilkie in a horse trailer behind the car, truck, whatever they're driving, and they heard a clank sound, you know. Wondered what it was for a couple miles. They were going about, I guess Sam told me they were going about 35, 40 miles an hour. And they figured, man, something's not right. So they drove a couple more miles and realized that the bottom had fallen out of their horse trailer. King Wilkie not only had not fallen down and broken his legs, but he'd kept up with them and run along. Said he was never the same horse after that. They put him out to stud, so maybe that was a better thing for old King Wilkie anyways. We'll play a song here that we wrote a little while ago. We've been carrying around this one for a while. This one called "It's Been a Long Time." See that dog last night that got made its way up here? The scary dog. I think it's scary. I saw it. You're running away. Well, we'll play another song that the song that Ted wrote, and I wrote a couple of years ago. He's from up there in up in northwestern New York State, and kind of small town up there, and was reading the paper one day and came across a story about a boy and a girl in a railroad track, and incidents occurred thereon, and he wrote a little song here. It's one called, I'm Not in Tune Quite Yet. We like the mandolin to be in tune. It really is important. If it's not, there's so many strings. It's called Liam Page. Thank you.
foot is cut beneath the rain, and a trend is coming, and a trend is coming with that low.
Damn Yankee lad, I'm just a damn Yankee way down in the south. I'm
Thanks, everybody. Well, it's good to be about that time, but I don't want to leave. This is, we've always wanted to play Telluride. That's one of those things when you first, I think when you first listen to bluegrass, you want to go to Telluride. When you first start playing, you want to play there. The best of both worlds. This place is incredible. I tell you, for some boys from Virginia, though, these roads are mighty scary getting here. Especially with Nick at the wheel. He's a crazy driver, going all of 15 miles an hour around the turns, pissing off everybody behind us, burning up the brakes. We were singing some gospel songs in the van there, just to make sure we were all right. Hey, you know, you gotta keep it right. We only got time for one more song, but if anybody wants to hang out, and we'd love to meet you all. We're gonna be hanging out back there in the old CD tent at 2 o'clock. You can sign some autographs for us. We'd love to get your signatures. Come down there at 11 o'clock and see us down there with Mr. Peter Rowan, the Bluegrass Buddha, our very favorite. That's going to be a good time. We'll leave you with the gospel song we were singing in the van on the way down here. This one called Traveling the Highway Home.
Won't you please?
Thanks so much.